Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Elliott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Hiller moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hundley hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hance is 0 for 1 in the game. Hance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. 1 out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Hans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Bressuit goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Phillips who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jones steals second. Eddie Bressuit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote is walked intentionally. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman pinch hits for Bill Hans. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller strikes out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplow throws the ball into Bressuit, who tags Beckert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Phillips goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Mets. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grote strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.